I'm joined by K's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 3-3 draw at Walton Hersham. Alan, what's your overriding feeling tonight? Are you pleased with the point given that we're 3-1 down, or frustrated that we haven't taken 3 points?
Bit of both, to be honest, Simon. I thought at half time we should have been 3 or 4. Lodgy's missed a couple of sitters. We've had a few chances, we haven't had any. So getting at half time, I thought we were actually control of the game. I think everybody can see that. I've just been talking to one of their fellas, and we're miles on top. If you don't take chances and they come out and defend the way we did, you know, we're poor defensively and made mistakes again defensively. And that's not just the back four, it's like, you know, the midfield as well. We want to see them in a few poor second half performances. But in the 3-1 down, the biggest thing I've got to give the lads credit for is the character, because they get 3-1 down when you know that you should be 3 or 4 up. And even when they scored their second, it was against the run of play, I thought. And I've got to give them character to come back, to be honest.
Like you say, it was great to come back from 3-1 down, but it does seem Tuesday night today we seem to need a setback to kick us
up. It frustrated us at half time, to be honest. Like, you know, you've got to go in there and praise the lads, but I think to myself, hold on a minute, we've missed some sitters here. It should have been game over, and we never seem to kill teams off. And all of a sudden, we think, okay, we're solid defensively, like I did at half time. And at the end of it, you know, you can't go away conceding 3 away from home, 2 away from home, like last week, 2 against Mercy away from home. So we've got to do something defensively. I know people say chance after chance, that's fine, but if we kind of keep clean sheets and kind of, you know, defend better, then look at the mistakes we've made today, and, you know, it's wrong, it's ridiculous.
Luke Garrard made a stunning save at 3-2, and it turned out to be a point-winning save.
It did. It was a great save. I was right behind it, and I thought it was in, and that would have been the end of the game. But he did. But you know, like I say, him defensively, I thought we could have done better. I think Luke could have done better. I think he knows that he's selling all and all round. So you know, it's a collective thing where our full-backs didn't pass it well in the second half. We didn't. The back two didn't defend well. Wayne Finney's made a mistake, which, you know, we first cost work. The midfield didn't get tight enough in the second half, and up front we didn't. And it just, you know, after the first 20 minutes, we went sort of dead again. So we just got to make sure that we get tuned in. But I've got to take heart from the desire we should to get back in the game.
Do you think Speedo could have done better with their second goal? He seems to get out-muscled. That doesn't happen very often.
Doesn't happen often. I'm just glad he's, you know, redeemed it at the other end by getting his head on the ball, which a lot of people wouldn't have done. Yes, I thought he could have done better for a second goal, without a doubt.
I was going to say, both Wayne Finney and Speedo made individual mistakes, but they combined to make amends at the end, and between them conjured up the equalising goal.
Wayne's disappointing. He apologises in there, but that's Wayne. I think he's done quite well for this season. In fact, I think he's done better and quite well. He's been certainly one of the most consistent players, but it was an awful mistake, and he knows that. So what's the point? I'm not going to have a go at Wayne, because he knows what he's done. Some players try to hide behind it, but he's the first one to hold his hands up and say sorry. So I think Wayne's been good for us since he's been at the football club, and it's a mistake, that's all.
Not to take anything away from Gavin Cartwright, it's a great goal, but do you think he meant that?
He said he did. If you've seen Gavin in training, I would have said no, because he's all over the shop. But then we put him in there for a reason, and I thought for the first half he was excellent. I thought he was our best player first half. Then he went off the boil a little bit second, I suppose. But yeah, I thought it was a good finish. I thought he did mean it, to tell you the truth. I think he did, yeah.
He's really starting to come to the fore in that midfield role, isn't he?
He's done well, Gavin, in there. I thought he'd done well. They say Jason done in and out. I thought, like, Lampton started well, then didn't track runners at the end. Lodgy had a poor game. The front two didn't do much as such. So, you know, we need players like that who are going to dig in. But I'm saying didn't do well. I'm talking about second half here. First half, I thought everybody done their bit. The second half, I've got to do a little bit better.
He took some stick off their fans. Was it good to silence them at the end with an equalising goal?
I loved it. You do get stick wherever you go, but I think it's Kingston's May Club now. We have got a good manager in Les Cleaven. He's done a good job. Kingston's May Club, that's all I'm bored about. I didn't get here any earlier, and I'll probably have a drink with my dad in the bar, and I'll go home and go tonight. But I'm not bored about these. Let them crack on, like, you know. So you get a couple of shouts, and you know, I'll give a couple of shouts back, I suppose. But we, you know, time's passed. It was good 10 years here, I suppose, but I don't think about it now. I had a good time. We had done well out with me. I've done well out of them, but hopefully I'll be at Kingston for 10 years and I'll have a good journey there.
In the context of the league positions between the two sides and our place around the playoffs, how important was it not to lose today?
It was huge. I know we got 33 games, and we said to the lads, but to be honest, they're in the driving seat because they've got 2 games in hand. We can say we're in the driving seat because we've got 7 home games and 7 home games which are winnable, and it's important that we go to these sides away from home and not be beaten. We said we'll start a mini season after the Dulwich game. We're 3 games unbeaten, 2 away games, 2 points, home games 3-0 against Dulwich. We've got to win the game next week undoubtedly, and we've got to win with home games and pick up points away, and that's the secret what we'll get in there. Do I think I'll make a playoffs? Yes, I do. I've said it from day 1, that was the aim. I feel as though we'll fail if we don't, but we do have to tweak it a little bit, you know. We do have to tweak a few little players again, and defensively we've got to get better.